the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
A very warm welcome to you all, whether in church this morning or whether you are at home. Wonderful to all be together this morning. Just a few notices before we continue. Can I say, I'm sure you're all very excited about the annual church meeting. 11:30 after the service in the community centre. Please do come and hear all about the work of the church in this past year. Some of you will have already returned your Christian Aid envelopes. There is a basket at the back. If you haven't yet, there's still time. There are some envelopes at the back. Please do help yourself and bring them back again in the next couple of weeks. And finally, a cake sale ready for the summer fair. If you come along next Sunday after church, bring some money with you and buy some cakes ready to have the prizes for the grand raffle. So that's next Sunday, cake sale.
Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with living bread. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia, pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshipper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, later this morning, as Rosemary said, we shall have our annual meetings. They have a legal and necessary function, the time when we elect church wardens, and yes, we have two. Hooray! When we receive the annual report, which in words and numbers tells something of the story of our parish in the last year, when we elect people to the parochial church council, the legal body who, together with me and the church wardens, have the responsibility for the well-being of the church in this place. And as part of the meeting, it is the vicar's privilege each year to share some thoughts on our life together, but rather than do that as part of the meeting later, while I've got you here, I thought I'd do some of that now, so here goes. Inevitably, as we reflect on the story of our recent past, it is a story defined by the pandemic. And whilst we maybe don't want to think about it, and of course the news headlines have moved on, it has had a big impact on us. Today, though, it feels as if we are living much as we once did, free to move and do as we wish, free to worship pretty much as we did before the pandemic began, except there, of course, there are one or two differences. For example, some of you, actually, I don't know if anyone is, are wearing masks. Most of you, perhaps all of you, not. Some of you will want to sit a bit apart from others. Some will want to be close and wonder why we are not still yet passing the peace. Some of you will receive the chalice, some of you will not. And then there are these cameras, which mean that some worship at home this morning as we live stream our worship to catch the service later. Masks, distance, chalice, joining us online, these are all part of what has been called the new normal. Except it's worth remembering that as we come to worship, that these choices, valid though they are not normal. For anything other than in-person worship, where we see each other, where we touch, embrace, laugh, and cry, and sing, and pray together is not normal. For we believe in a God who in Jesus became one of us. He shared meals with his friends, touched the untouchables, healed and consoled. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This dwelling among us, this being with, this communion that Jesus embodied, is how we are called to live. For we are meant to be together, to be in communion as Christ's people. That sense of being in communion was stretched to breaking through the worst of the pandemic, but thanks to modern technology and a bit of imagination, it was sustained. But let's be clear, online worship cannot ever lead us to the kind of communion with one another that Jesus calls us to. So it is good to have felt that over the last few weeks and months, as we have regathered around the table, that sense of communion, of being and belonging together as family, has returned. And yet as we returned, we knew some of our family were missing, either understandably anxious about the ongoing challenge of the virus, or our friends who have, of course, died, who've gone before us. I certainly wondered as we came back what it would feel like to see the spaces where people I had loved and cared about sat. So it's been helpful in some way that our return to normal has been slow, and I've had time to adjust and then to welcome new faces amongst us. For there are signs of new life and hope in our midst, hooray! And it's always good to welcome new people into our family, and do remember what an important role you have in that welcome. A kind face, a smile, a friendly hello makes such a difference to someone coming through those doors, not sure where to sit or what they must do. Let's never forget how important our welcome is. And alongside a warm welcome, we also need to encourage each other. So when we hear someone read for the first time, like Jennifer this morning with that wonderful bit of Acts, you poor thing, with all those places, or serving you a cup of coffee, may our words always be of encouragement. There are no apprenticeships here. All are welcome and have a part to play, for St. Mary's has so much talent. So whilst we have a beautiful building with a rich history, the doors of which are open to all, whilst we have a community centre that helps host events for church and community alike, these are not our greatest treasure. You are. One of the challenges before us is how we share that treasure, that talent, for the well-being and flourishing of the church, for our community and for ourselves. So I think, friends, there is good news for us to celebrate today. Of course, like any family, we're not perfect. Like our football team, we have our ups and downs. Yet I do think we have cause to be hopeful as together we look to the future. But there are challenges too. For example, our finances have and are being stretched in a way they haven't been lately, as our annual report makes clear. The cost of living crisis has and will affect us all. Household bills are going up, and so are our costs at St. Mary's. So whilst, of course, we're doing our best to steward our resources as well as we can and fully understand the pressures we're all under, please do continue to support us in whatever way you can. There are challenges too in how we have managed to, how we have restarted our life together. The lockdowns, you remember, stopped almost everything. So we are carefully considering what to restart and when, taking the chance to think honestly about our priorities and how we can best use our resources. Of course, I'd love to do more quickly, but this is really slow and patient work. But if we can harness the talent we have in this building and beyond, we can, I believe, emerge with a renewed sense of who we are and what we can do together. Inspired by the Jesus who said to his friends in the gospel today, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid," because the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, as John describes it, comes to remind us who we are. And we do need to remember who we are sometimes. We do try to do things on our own strength rather than with the God who, to pick up more imagery from the gospel today, chooses to make a home in and with us, through whom we, as St. Paul put it, we can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. So, sisters and brothers, we look back, thankful to have emerged from the pandemic that has changed all our lives, thankful to be together once again, thankful also to look forward with hope, mindful of the challenges, but striving always to believe and trust in the God who can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. This is a wonderful parish and community. You do know that, don't you? Good. It's important. Our worshipping life is rich, our friendships deep. We have so much to be thankful for in this special place. We have good news to share. Let's do it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered there and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who was spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge your baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Dear Father and God of peace, we come now to offer our prayers for the Church and for the world, and to thank you for your goodness. Let us pray. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Church of the province of Southeast Asia, for its primate, Archbishop the Most Reverend Melter Tayes, and for all who worship there. May the spiritual renewal experienced by the church there in recent times continue to grow and flourish. Lord, in your mercy. In our own diocese, we pray for the Right Reverend Nick Baines, Bishop of Leeds. May he continue to exercise his expertise in communication, both in the church, in the media, and in the House of Lords, for the good of all. Guide and support all who work at the diocesan office at Church House. May their vision of confident Christians, growing churches, and transforming communities help to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of clergy. Through them we feel your presence, Lord, in the sacraments. Be with them all, Lord, as they prepare services in celebration of Ascension Day on Thursday. And in our own church, we pray for all who are involved in baptism preparation. May they understand the responsibility they undertake and experience the joy as they share in the journey with Christ of all who are baptized. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, be with us as we gather after this service for our annual parish meeting. May we give thanks for the past and look forward with confidence and hope to the future as we continue to welcome and nurture all in their journey with Christ. We give thanks, Lord, for the beauty of Temple Newsham Park, and may we appreciate its closeness for us to enjoy. And in our parish, we hold in our prayers all the residents of Barton Court. May their lives be filled
with your love and peace. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, Lord, that in this, her platinum jubilee year, you have given Elizabeth, our Queen, a heart to serve her people and have kept her devoted in this service despite her advanced years and beyond all who were before her. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, give wisdom to all who lead and shape the course of nations. Have mercy, Lord, on our broken and divided world. We lament with the people of Ukraine for the innocent, the frightened, and those who have lost loved ones, homes, and family. We pray for areas in the world that are facing drought, famine, and floods. Here at home, in this time of economic insecurity, we pray for those struggling to budget with family finances. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, you invite us to wholeness and well-being. We hold in our prayers the Teenage Cancer Trust and all who work to support and care for all young people facing an uncertain future. Pour out your healing love on those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit. We pray especially for Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Marjorie Wilkinson, and Jeff Lidster, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, Jesus, by his death and resurrection, gave us your profound gift of life eternal. Accept into your kingdom those who have recently died, those known only to you, and continue to hold in your loving care those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. And we remember George Hewitt. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, may your peace sustain us. May your peace comfort us. And may your peace fill us with joy. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. You are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks, gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Bede, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Let us pray. God, our Father, whose Son, Jesus Christ, gives the water of eternal life, may we thirst for you, the spring of life and source of goodness, through him who is alive and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. By whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always.
Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of Christ, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.